They were hoops around the wooden barrel. You mean the whole stays together?
Did you have any special term for the amount of something you could carry at one time? Oh, say in a truck bed or a wagon bed or something like that?
A load?
A load? Mm-hmm. How about a partial load? Any special term for that? Say you don't want a full jet load, I just want
a... Just a J.
J.
What did you get nails in when you were a boy?
Kids.
And if you went to the store with a jug to get something in it, you got your jug filled with fluid, what did you put in the neck to plug the hole?
Cork.
Cork? What was this made of?
It was made of cork, I think.
How about bleach? If you got a bottle of bleach, one of those rubber plugs.
You know what do they call them?
Uh-huh.
With a stopper, I believe.
And what would you put in the mouth of this jug so that you could fill it?
Bubbles.
Did you have one of those instruments to make music when you were a boy? You held it up and you blew and you sucked?
A harmonica?
Uh-huh. Was this ever called anything else?
Well, I've heard them called mouth organs, juice harps.
Uh-huh. Juice harp is the same thing?
Well, no, not actually. I've heard them called juice harps, but juice harp is different.
A real old tooth buster.
Yes.
Gee, last year I found one of those in Oklahoma City. I thought, oh boy, I'll take this home to my little girls and they'll love it. I took it home, they went crying and said, it hurts my mouth. Say, that's a handsome robe you have there.
It's not a robe, it's a nightgown.
Well, it's a handsome nightgown, too.
You ready to go to bed?
Daddy tucked me in bed.
What is it?
You want me to roll this thing off and let you open it? Well, what would you call the thing that sticks out in the front of a wagon where you put a horse on each side? And if you have a one-horse buggy,
there were stays.
I realize this is before your time, but what did you call the thing that's used in a buggy to steer your horse?
A whip?
Uh-huh. You ever drive a buggy?
No, I didn't.
On a wheel of a buggy or a wagon, what did you call the steel thing on the outside?
That's a rim.
On inside that, the wooden part?
I don't want to get my
bed. Oh,
you pulled apart it and I don't obey.
Between the rim and the spokes?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was called.
Was that a felly or a fellows or... Does this strike a chord?
Beats me.
If you're using a team for plowing, what do you call the bar that goes behind each horse?
That's a single tree.
And then the single tree is attached to the
double tree.
Uh-huh. And if you're driving a team in your hand, you'll hold what?
Reins.
Uh-huh. If you're riding a horse, your feet will be in the
stirrup.
Uh-huh. And the thing under the saddle to hold it on is the
cinch.
And if you have a young horse and you're breaking it, what do you call the thing that you put over its head made out of rope, maybe?
You mean halter or hackamore?
Is there a difference in these two?
Yes.
Which is, well, how are they?
Well, a hackamore is